Right, we're back now with Danvers High School football coach Ryan Nolan. And coach, congratulations, 4-0, not a bad start.
No, very happy. You know, the kids have worked hard, and you know, we're real fortunate to be at that spot right now. So, you know, can't do much better. I'm really excited, and you know, it's a good start to the year.
Tell me a little bit about the Malden game, coach. Some of the highlights for your guys.
I think that we played good, fundamental, solid football. Justin Mullaney, our quarterback, got an opportunity to kind of break out a little and throw three touchdown passes, which was great. And we had a bunch of young kids step up, too. We mixed in some of our sophomores and second-team players a little bit earlier, and they came out and they really competed well, and a lot of them made some big plays. So we're really happy with the performance, how the kids conducted themselves. We played hard, and we feel as though we're building a little bit of depth, too, and the young kids stepped up and performed well.
Yeah, Coach Ingram was saying it's not only important for the kids, when you can get the younger kids in, for them to, you know, to pick up some game experience, but it's also good for practice, you know, the following week, because the kids feel more invested in that. And have you found that, or do you think that's, you know, that's part of what goes on?
Well, I think it's great to give them the opportunity. I think one of the other things, too, it goes hand in hand, is we've got a group of young kids that go on the scout teams, the look teams, that have really, you know, worked really hard this year. And we've been real fortunate at Danvers to have kids that have worked really hard in those groups the last 4 years. So when those kids get an opportunity, they get them better every day in practice, and they get caught on the field, and they show how hard they've worked and the improvement they've made. And the other kids who are sometimes the starters really understand what they do day in, day out to get our team ready on game nights. And they really want to support those kids. They're really happy when they do well.
Coach, you scored the second most points in the conference, 119 to Swampscott. It's absolutely mind-blowing, 173 points. But you've given up 8 points in 4 games. I mean, the level of defensive intensity that these guys are bringing every play is just awesome.
Really happy with that. I'm really happy that kids are playing unselfish, and the biggest reason we've been able to do that is that they've really worked in practice on the fundamentals. We spend a lot of time on both sides of the ball with individuals working on the little things, and these kids are invested in that, understand it matters. And when you have all those kids that are unselfish and everyone's playing with good technique and they know what they're doing, you know, you do a good job, and these kids certainly have been doing that.
You know, it would appear that you're forcing teams to play between the 20s and not giving them many opportunities in the red zone.
You know, fortunately, we haven't had too many times they move the ball down there, but that's also a product of our offense running the ball well. Special teams put us in situations where teams aren't getting the ball at midfield, inside that territory, where they can go for it on fourth down and change their mindset of how they call plays. So we've been fortunate to be in positions where we have pretty good field position. So if we go 3 and out, teams aren't going to go for it. And the kids have, you know, taken that opportunity and done a good job defensively.
Coach, can you mention a kid who that you recognize has played solid and steady, but maybe the fans, Joe Fan, doesn't recognize that? Because, you know, obviously the skill players always get the credit. But is there anybody that you could credit and saying, okay, you've done well?
There's so many kids, especially when you have a good team performance, that do that. A couple that just pop into my head right now is sophomore Wallfield for us, who starts at center and at D-line and has just done a tremendous job for us. We have another freshman start at guard, Cronus, who's doing very, very well. Justin DiDomaso, great job. Andrew Brennan, who's a senior, who's a tough kid, works hard, doing a great job on both sides of the ball. Vargas. Really, we've had almost everyone stepped up across the board, and tremendous effort and understanding where they fit. So I feel bad. I'm going to leave a lot of kids that really have done some great things out, but that's a couple of them. It's really been a good group.
Yeah, I always hesitate asking that because I know some coaches don't want to single out a particular kid for a reason. I mean, you know, you got to work with these kids every single day. But then on the other hand, some of these kids don't get any mention at all, you know, and you want to cover it. Coach, your first year as head coach, this is going to be a weird question, but have you had to make any adjustments, let's say, since you got the job, since preseason started, and now, you know, with your everyday practices, any adjustments for you?
You know, it's just try not to spread yourself too thin and make sure you take care of all the details. There's so many things that go into it, and, you know, you have to do a good job of delegating, and it makes it really easy when you have really good people coaching around you, which I'm really fortunate to have. So I think it's just that every day, all those details of phone calls and things like that, take care of that and don't spread yourself too thin that you're not taking care of the football stuff. But every day is a challenge, and every day, personally, I learn something. So, you know, I'm sure I'm going to have plenty of other adjustments to make. But we've been going with it and seeing what works and meeting every week to see how we can do it better as a staff. So we're going to continue to do that.
Okay, let's get to classical.
As compared to Malden, Edward Bazile was probably the biggest threat, and I was so impressed with that kid's speed and ability to get to the outside. But Classical is going to bring skilled positions, quarterbacks, receivers, the running backs, the big and strong up front, and on the flip side, and they're not turning it over. And on the flip side, defensively, again, they're big and strong, and they're fast. They get to the ball, and they've been really short tackling, which has been one of the big surprises to me this year, having covered Classical and Ingalls over the last probably 5 years on Friday nights, is the lack of turnovers and the intensity in their tackling.
I mean, they're fantastic with the athletes and size and speed, and I thought you were just going to talk about their skill position, but if you look at their linemen, they're big, athletic, tough kids as well. So across the board, they're a solid football team. They don't have any flaws, but I think the biggest thing with them, too, is, you know, fundamentally, they're really sound. They work really hard. You can see everything from how the kids line up for special teams, and we go and we scout them, and everyone's taking a knee around the coach. They're all very bought in. I think Coach Vaughn and his staff have done a great job over there. And, you know, you see the speed and you see the size and you see all these other things, but really the attention to detail and the fundamentals they're showing and how they're doing things is, you know, one of the top teams in the league. They're doing a great job in every aspect.
And certainly Ridley coming over from St. Mary's and slotting into that the quarterback position, 6'3", 215. He can see over the line. He's got great vision. He's got great arm strength. He's not afraid to pull it down and to take off with it on the design runs. I mean, he just executes them so quickly. He gets to that second level, and he's tough to bring down.
Oh, I mean, he's a good athlete. He's got a great arm, and he's bigger than any lineman we have. So, I mean, he's got a lot going for him, and they've got a great system as well with him in there, and he does a great job. And, you know, it's tough to stop when they have so many weapons and they've got a solid line and they're really well coached.
Well, Coach, good luck this week. We'll be there on Friday night, and we'll talk to you again soon.